Shalom, welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of May the 23rd, 2015, the 5th of Sivan, 5775. This week's message is entitled Accessibility, and I'm reading from Bamidbar Numbers chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. When the camp is to set out, Aaron and his sons shall go in and take down the veil of the screen and cover the Ark of the Testimony with it. Then they shall put on it a covering of goat skin and spread on top of that a cloth olive blue, and shall put in its poles. As the people of Israel journeyed through the wilderness in the years between leaving Egypt and entering the Promised Land, God directed them to construct a large mobile facility as the exclusive place of sacrifice. In Hebrew, this is called the Mishkan, or in English, the Tabernacle. It was the God-assigned duty of the Kohanim, or in English, the priests, to receive animals and other items from the rest of the people to offer to God. The Mishkan had three sections: a large curtained area that contained a courtyard, the altar of sacrifice, a large washing basin, and a two-room structure reserved for specially assigned Kohanim, with the second of the two rooms accessible only to the Kohen HaGadol, the chief priest, once a year. God commanded that various furnishings be constructed for use within the inner structure, including the Ark of the Covenant, the altar of incense, the golden lampstand, and the table of bread. It was necessary for the Kohanim to attend to most of these on a daily basis. The design and care of these things no doubt indicate their great significance, but most people never saw them. During the years in the wilderness, whenever it was time to move to a new location, the Mishkan was disassembled and carried by the Leviim, members of the tribe of Levi, which would be the only time the furnishings would be brought out among the people. Yet even then they couldn't see them because God commanded them to be covered first. We learn from the New Covenant book of Hebrews that the existence of the two-room structure was God's way to indicate not only the inaccessibility of these holy places, but the inaccessibility of God himself. Traveling with the sacred furnishings in their midst, but with covers on, would have only emphasized the people's distance from God. There is so much of the reality of God that is consistently true from the beginning of creation until now. God himself has never changed, and the people who have known him, whether it be Noah, Abraham, Moses, David, Isaiah, and so on, have truly known him. Yet, with the coming of the Messiah, there are some major changes. At the top of the list is this issue of accessibility. When Adam and Eve rebelled against God in the Garden of Eden, they lost the level of accessibility to God that they had originally enjoyed. The Bible is the story of regaining that accessibility, which doesn't occur until the coming of Yeshua and his death and resurrection, followed by the outpouring of the Ruach HaKodesh, or in English, the Holy Spirit. The book of Hebrews spends a considerable amount of time explaining how Yeshua's sacrifice gives us full access to the actual heavenly inner sanctum of God, of which the earthly Mishkan was a model. Paul expresses this accessibility slightly differently when he writes in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16, "But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed." However expressed, by putting our trust in Yeshua, we have unhindered access to the Master of the universe. Now that we have full access to God through the Messiah, it is as if the Mishkan's furnishings are now uncovered, so that we can personally and powerfully experience God's presence, provision, and guidance. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitra'ot.